Dave, can you give me a brief synopsis on you as a person?
Okay. My name is David Powell. I've lived here for 57 years, 58 years out of my 62 years. Been in business here for 40 plus years. Joined Assembly about 9 years ago.
Okay. And then do you own the Bayco company?
No. I manage the shop. We have three locations, Ketchikan, Craig, and Wrangell, and I manage the Wrangell shop.
Anything else you would like to add?
No, that's good.
Oh, and you're vice mayor.
And I am vice mayor here, yes.
And how long have you been vice mayor for?
This will be my 2 years since. I've been vice mayor before, and I was vice mayor for 2 years then. And then I wasn't vice mayor for a while. And now I'm vice mayor again, and now I'm going to run for mayor.
Okay, and do you remember what years you were the first time?
I don't. I don't remember.
So why do you want to be mayor?
Basically, I just want to shake things up a little bit. I want to get more involved with being mayor with other mayors of Southeast Alaska. One of the things is I want to try to get our ferry system back up and running really well. As being mayor, I get to go to more meetings that I can voice that opinion and hopefully get them on board too. Also, there's a lot of things going on that I like to push. We need commerce here. I actually got some notes.
Great.
our industries, we don't have no industry here to really speak of. We have fishing, we have tourism, and neither one of them are really doing that well here. And we need to shake that up and really push that forward. Hard conversations, how many ships we want to have come here for tourism. And then we have multiple jobs going on here, multiple things happening with the 5th and 6th Avenue for our industrial park. I want to make sure that goes through. I'd like to get more industrial lots sold. I'd like to get affordable housing here. We have Aldertop Village. Hopefully we'll have those up for sale next spring. I'd like to see that push through. And then there's multiple other things that I just want to, as mayor, that you can do a little bit more harder pushing, and I'd like to do that.
Okay, great. So when you say shake things up, those are the issues. Can you just elaborate a little more?
Well, our roads are terrible. I mean, you probably drive on them, walk on them, and the infrastructure underneath of them is failing a lot. I mean, we have main breaks all the time, and we need to address that. Also, our schools, the funding for our schools, we need to start thinking outside the box because the state's not going to keep giving us money all the time. And thank gosh that we have got some of the funding that we've had to get was from the state, but it's not going to be there all the time. So we need to start thinking about how to fund the schools. And those are most of the main issues that I have are the schools, the infrastructure underneath our road systems, affordable housing. Our ferry system, we need to really push hard on that. I ship boats out all the time, and this year I was on standby 5 different times that the boats didn't get out, and that's not acceptable. That's our highway. It's not a tour boat, so we need to start pushing that issue in Southeast Alaska.
So how would the mayor help with those issues?
Well, you get to go to different meetings, AML, and they also have, I'm at a loss for words on this one. I can't remember what it is, but we have a meeting with all the mayors, and you get to go to that. So we get to push that harder. You got more power when you're the mayor to go to those kind of meetings.
In your words, what does it mean for you to run as a mayor?
It's not going to be, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not going to be much different from being a vice mayor to me because I am very accessible. I have people that come talk to me all the time where I work. Everybody knows where I work. So being mayor to me is, one, is listening to the people, following through what their concerns are. And there is one real issue I did not talk about that I am really adamant on is not raising our property taxes at all. I can't stop the assessors from raising your assessed values, but as the mayor and our assembly as a whole, we can keep our tax rates down. And that is one thing I do not want to see us, because right now it's getting harder and harder to live here because of the cost of living.
How often would you say the taxes are raised here?
Well, we just lowered them. Our assessments went up, so we were at 12.75 mils for years, and now I believe we're at 9.75. I would like to see it stay there. I'm hoping that we can get some more economy in here for that we don't have to raise taxes at all. And I'll just tell you right now, it's going to be a hard fight for me when someone says that we're going to have to raise our taxes for something.
How do you see yourself doing things differently than what's been done?
I'm pretty blunt, as everybody knows. I'm not very refined as when I have to not say the right thing. I just come out to say what I say. On that issues, I would say that I speak freely. You know, I speak my heart, and most people know that. They can come and talk to me, and I'm going to listen to them. And as being mayor, I think that that's one of the biggest issues, is that I want to be able to speak freely and make people hear it. You know, one of the biggest issues I have, and I want to really push this issue, is I'd like to get more people to voice their opinions at our meetings. It's a lot easier to do your job when you hear from the people there rather than the people on the street.
And you mean community members, not assembly members,
really? Yes, community members. I'd really like to get more community members involved in our, I would say, politics, I guess, but our town in general, because we need to get them to speak to us to voice their concerns, and not just when they're unhappy, but also when they're happy.
Yeah. And how would you go about enforcing that?
There's no way really to enforce it. It's just we need to get the word out that these people that are happy with what we're doing, let us know. Even you could even actually write letters, and it can be read into the minutes. I just think that we need more people. I've been getting the word out as much as I can in the last couple of years, saying, come to the meeting, you know, talk to us. Let us know what you want. Don't wait till it happens the last time and then come and say, well, I didn't like that, or well, I like that. Come to a couple of the meetings for what we know, and we can actually move forward in the direction everybody wants to move forward.
So how else can you fill the mayor role better, would you say?
I'm not going to say I could do it better, okay? I think that Patty has done a great job. I've been on it for 9 years, and I think I just feel that this is the next step, is to be the mayor.
Okay. In your time on the Borough Assembly and as vice mayor, what do you feel the Assembly has done well?
That's a very broad question, because we've done a lot of stuff. I'll say one thing, what we did, I feel that the town did well at. We had that slide last year, and I think this town came together really well. And I think the Assembly funded what they needed after the slide. Other than that, it's listening to the people and doing what the people want to do. I mean, the Assembly is just a board of the people, I feel. Okay, so we don't just do things without the people knowing. And I hope that will continue that way. And everybody knows, they can come talk to me anytime they want. And I do get a lot of people, I say it in meetings all the time, I've had these people come and talk to me, and I'm going, well, why they come and talk to you? Because I'm accessible. They know where I've been for the last 40 years in one spot, so. I would say that, that being said, I mean, that's where I'd like to continue.
And how can the Assembly improve?
How can our Assembly improve? I'll be honest with you, I think we've got one of the nicest, hardworking assemblies that I've sat on in years right now. This was a very hard decision for me to run for mayor, because I feel that way. And I really hope that our board, that will support me as mayor if I become mayor. I 100% support Patty if she becomes the mayor. But improve, I don't know how we would improve, because we ask for everybody to come. We listen to them. I feel that the Assembly listens to them quite well. Unless I'm not hearing what other people are saying, I don't know how you would improve on our Assembly.
So you may have already answered this, but I'll ask you again. What is the most important function of the borough mayor?
I guess the most important function of the mayor is to listen to the people.
And why should a voter vote for you as mayor?
Well, I plan on trying to shake things up and get things done a little quicker. That's all I can really say, is that I want things pushed. I want to see them pushed hard. We have a new borough manager that is pretty gung-ho. I want to push him to his limits. He's not going to like that, but I'd like to push him.
Okay, so do you think things, how the pace of things, it's a little slow right now?
I think we could get things done a little quicker. I think he feels the same, I believe. We do a lot of studies and stuff, and I I know they're necessary, but I would like to either get them done quicker or do more outside of that realm and push things to be just done quicker than they are being done right now. It's hard to do things in a municipality because a private industry can do things quick, and a municipality has to do things right, I would say. And I'm not saying that other construction companies or whatever don't do them right. It's just that they have a lot of rules they have to go by municipality-wise, and private industry does not have to.
So when you say that you've done a lot of studies, like you all do a lot of studies, what does that mean? Just study on the issues or like how other communities or whatever?
We do a lot of that. We've done, when I say studies, we've done studies on tourism. We've done studies on 6 Mile Mill property we've bought. We need to now look at the studies that we have done and push them forward. We have a waterfront development plan that is out there. I think it's about 5 or 6 years old. We haven't done anything with it, and I don't want another plan. I want to, you know, look at that plan and go from that plan. I feel that sometimes we tend to have a plan, set it on the shelf, and don't do nothing with it. And we need to pull them off and start looking at them.
Is that what you mean when you want to do things quicker? Is just like once the plan happens, you know, once you decide on a plan or the assembly decides on a plan, you just make it happen.
Well, I'd love that to happen. As we all, like I say, I've been on there for 9 years. It's taken a long time to get things moving. Aldertop Village was, in fact, the city manager when I first became on the assembly asked me why I wanted to be on the assembly, and I said I wanted to sell borough lands. I don't feel that we should retain land at all. I think all of our land should be up for sale. If someone wants to buy something, they should be able to come and offer us money and go through the process and buy that land. That's one of my biggest issues is pushing land sales. I was very happy when the team put together the Aldertop Village area and started the construction work. That was a dream of mine. And that's actually coming to phase next year. I mean, we will see it come up and hopefully have all that stuff for sale.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add about this whole election for you personally?
For the whole election, this was very difficult decision for me. I talked about it a few years back. I really like Patty, and we're friends, and that's the hardest issue for me is running against Patty. And if that takes votes away from me, that's fine with me. I'm going to live here and support her no matter what. But that's the biggest issue with me about running for mayor.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me.